What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Coke 600 Top 5 DFS Picks video for Sunday, May 29th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. As always, I am your host, Chris Pinnell. You can find me on Twitter at ChrisPinnell16, and this video is presented by Prize Picks. In today's video, we are going over general track strategy, how to approach this slate from a DFS perspective, and my top 5 favorite plays on the slate. Please keep in mind this video is being recorded pre-practice and qualifying, which is very important to consider each and every single weekend. So making sure you're staying up to date on what happens throughout the weekend on Saturday and Sunday will be very beneficial to you in creating fantasy NASCAR lineups this weekend. And if you're looking for that up-to-date info and analysis, you can find me and Jason on the Osmo Live Before Lock show. We'll break down the entire slate, answer any questions you may end up having. And as far as how we should approach this slate from a DFS perspective, there's nothing too crazy to consider this weekend. Now, normally I will say intermediate 1.5 mile tracks. They are typically 400 miles, which means just around 270 laps. So dominant points, while they're still there, aren't usually crazy. But this weekend, it's a crown jewel event. We have 600 miles to complete, which means 400 laps, which means close to 300 total dominant points. So the dominant points are more abundant. It's not going to change our strategy too much because we can't just magically add in 3 to 4 dominators quite easily with the way pricing is this weekend. So while it's typically a 2-dom approach, for the 400-mile races, we can try to stretch that to 2 to 3 this weekend, but we're still looking at multi-dominator lineups. Just making sure you're staying up to date on who's fast in practice on Saturday and seeing where these guys qualify, because you're going to want some dominators in your lineup. Because if you are going to completely exclude dominators for place differential for a 600-mile race, 400 laps, you were doing it wrong. You're going to need a couple dominators per lineup. But just looking at drivers that have been fast at similar tracks this year and fast in practice is going to be the best way to go. And if you're looking for comparable tracks, you can look at the intermediates. We were at Auto Club early in the season, Las Vegas, Texas for the All-Star Race, Kansas last weekend, well, 2 weeks ago if you exclude the All-Star Race. And you can also throw in Darlington, considering that you're using the same tire that they ran at Darlington weekend. But strategy isn't anything too crazy. Multi-dom builds and then just picking drivers that have the ability to finish high and offer you place differential as well. And moving on to the picks, we will start with number 5, and it might be a bit of a surprise to you because he's a driver I don't like mentioning too often, but I can't ignore the speed that he had at Kansas. It's Bubba Wallace, $6,900 on DraftKings, only $6,000 over on FanDuel. And once again, like at Kansas, I loved all the Toyotas and they all ran very, very well. And Bubba Wallace actually overcame a lot of issues on pit road, still worked his way to a top 10 finish. But without all those issues, to be honest, Bubba might have had a top 5 car during that race. I'm not saying he's going to be a top 5 car this weekend, but if he gives you decent place differential at this price point, he is certainly worth a look because he doesn't typically have that much ownership because, like me and like others, a lot of people don't like rostering Bubba Wallace because he doesn't have that many great returns too often. But if you're a big fan of JGR and all the Toyotas and his teammate Kurt Busch, you have to have some interest in Bubba Wallace. I'm not sure they're going to be as fast this weekend as they were at Kansas a couple weeks ago, but there's really no indicators to me why Toyota wouldn't be fast once again. So I'm going to try to get a lower owned Bubba. Even if he is starting in the teens, I still think he's worth a look. And moving on to number 4, this is pretty much a price play for me because Kevin Harvick has not shown a ton of speed so far this year, but he is picking up the great finishes. And I kind of gave away the pick here, but it's Kevin Harvick, $8,000 on both sites, DraftKings and FanDuel. But he's been killing it finish-wise. Now, like I said, isn't bringing a ton of speed as far as green flag speed is concerned, and the average running position is definitely worse than his average finish, but finished 15th at Kansas, 12th at Vegas, 7th at Auto Club, and if you're looking back to last season, 3rd at Kansas, 5th at Texas, and 9th at Las Vegas. He's averaging close to 54 DraftKings points per race at the 4 intermediate tracks that we've been at this year, and also the 3rd best average finish at 9.5, only behind drivers like Austin Dillon, Joey Logano, right on par with guys like Kyle Larson and Martin Truex Jr. He just hasn't had that top line speed. You cannot really expect him to dominate, and the Fords are definitely behind the Toyotas and Chevys at this point. But Harvick just seems a bit too cheap for a driver that consistently is going to contend for top 10s and top 12. So if he offers us some place differential because he has not been qualifying well whatsoever, he'll be a decent mid-range play to hopefully gain 10 spots depending on where he's going to qualify. And moving on to number 3, this is a driver that once again I think is a bit underpriced, and I'm not going to say that too often because a lot of the drivers that I had interest in heading into the weekend, they're pretty darn expensive and definitely got some price bumps. But Christopher Bell, $8,400 on DraftKings, up to $9,500 over on FanDuel. So I think this is a pretty good price point for a JGR car. I know he doesn't have quite the name value as his teammates, Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin, or Kyle Busch, but you got to keep in mind, he's in the same equipment as them, and he's had a very fast car this season. Last weekend at Kansas, arguably had the best car, had some issues, but a lot of laps early on, had to go to the back, ended up having a flat tire, but he worked his way back up to a top five finish and was absolutely killing it. And like I said, very fast. I have a ton of interest in all the Toyotas and JGR, so don't forget about Christopher Bell. You're getting a pretty nice price point here in the four intermediate tracks we've been at so far this season. He has three top 10s to show for and a top five. So I'm all aboard this price point. I think it's a fantastic buy low opportunity once again for Christopher Bell. And before we get into our next pick, I want to talk about our sponsor, Prize Picks. They offer daily prop-based contests. You can use promo code OSMO for a $100 first match deposit bonus. There is no sharks, optimizers, or mass entries. Five-player lineups can add to 10 times your entry fee. Here's your knowledge of multiple sports with cross-sport entries. You can download in the App Store, over on Google Play, or on prizepicks.com. Here's our free player props tool to help you make the best selections. You get one free month of Osmo plus Platinum when you sign up and make a deposit over at PrizePicks. You'll receive your email within 24 to 48 hours after to redeem your free month of Osmo plus Platinum. And moving on to number two, we're going to continue the Toyota love here. It's Denny Hamlin, $10,500 on DraftKings, only $11,500 over on FanDuel. And I love that price point over on the blue site. DraftKings, I think it's more of a fair price point here, but 11.5 on FanDuel looks really, really nice for a driver that's had a ton of speed at similar tracks this year. Now, the one thing with Denny Hamlin is that he has been very, very unlucky. There is no doubt about that, but he's had a ton of speed in that car. Like I said, love the Toyotas, love JGR. And I wouldn't be surprised if Denny Hamlin picks up a win this week. His odds over in Vegas are plus 1,200. That number really stood out to me as a really good value. So for those of you that are in legal betting states, I wouldn't mind taking some stabs at Denny Hamlin there, but I have to imagine he's going to have a very fast car. Yes, he only has one top five to show for intermediates, and that was the last time out at Kansas a couple weeks ago. But at the All-Star race at Texas, not really using those numbers for my data set because it was funky and it's the All-Star race, but he did finish second there at Texas. And hard to imagine he's not going to have a lot of speed, like the price point on both sides. Green flag speed-wise, he's been one of the faster cars this year. I think he's got a good chance to dominate, get up front, potentially win this race at Charlotte. And finally, my number one play for the Coke 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. It's no other than the man that's averaging the most DraftKings points per race here over the past few seasons, but it's Kyle Busch. Got a big price bump, $11,100 on DraftKings, all the way up to $14,000 over on FanDuel. So we are no longer getting the cheap discount of Kyle Busch in the 9K range, unfortunately, but those price points were just silly to begin with. It's definitely deserved that he's one of the most expensive drivers on the slate. He honestly should be the most expensive. Kyle Larson, once again, holding that top spot, but close to 72 DraftKings points per race here at Charlotte. He's got four top fives, the second most laps led per race, and the most fast laps. He has finished third at Kansas, fourth at Vegas at the two other mile and a half tracks we've been at so far this year. 14th at Auto Club, I want to look past that. But he's been very good intermediates. He was great at them last year, and once again, great at them this season. One of the best average green flag speed-wise. Close to 50 DraftKings points per race. Only has two top fives to show for it. But six top 10s, good chunk of dominator points. And I mean, Kyle Busch has been the man to beat so far this year. Tied with Kyle Larson with the best odds to win this race. His pit team has been excellent, which has been able to help him get up front. And honestly, right now, my two picks to win would be Kyle Busch or Denny Hamlin. If it's not one of those two guys, I would be quite surprised. I would imagine probably an issue on pit road or a mechanical issue or another tire blowing out, which is certainly possible for a 600-mile race, so you have to keep that in mind. But he was dominating at Texas at the All-Star race, led every lap until his tire blew out and ended up killing his day. But hard to imagine Kyle Busch is not going to be one of the best cars in the field on Sunday night. And just to recap the picks, at number five, we had Bubba Wallace. Number four, Kevin Harvick. Number three, Christopher Bell. Number two, Denny Hamlin. And number one, Kyle Busch. Basically, just a big slew of JGR cars or Toyotas. Then we threw Kevin Harvick in there just because of the price point and the way he's been finishing races this season. And if you did enjoy today's free content, make sure to leave a like on the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and feel free to leave a comment down below agreeing or disagreeing with any of the takes I had in today's video, as we love to hear the takes over on Osmo, as we are full of smart, intelligent people over on the website. So feel free to share your thoughts on what you think are the top five favorite plays this weekend. And you can also follow us on Sunday for the Live Before Lock show with me and Jason Floyd. We'll break down the entire slate, answer any questions you may end up having post-practice and qualifying, so that's the best information that we can give you. But with that being said, I wish you all the best of luck, and I'm very excited for this race as it's a crown jewel event, and I love night races.